Zoade zoi, la mare mbace, dungwe pdu trinchinche gije, kalme da la resa chile me, du ye me drepa shingila.
A Tibetan prayer says, when the state of dreaming has arisen, do not lie in ignorance like a mere corpse. Enter the natural sphere of unwavering attention and luminosity. Recognize your dreams and transfer illusion into the light. Don't just sleep like an animal. Undertake the practice of awakening, which mixes sleep, clarity, and reality. Let's remember the purpose of this, which is to awaken, which is to really open our minds and awaken our hearts to the truth, to reality, to see through unreality and be able to discern the real from the unreal. Traditionally, in the ancient Buddhist texts of Tibet, it says seven benefits that we can get from the yoga of sleep and dreaming. We can accumulate great spiritual merits and good fortune and good karma through positive actions that we can accomplish in dreams that would be impossible in the waking state, since we all know that everything is possible in a dream. Second, we can remove hindrances and obstacles to our spiritual development, to our health, and so on. Third, we can receive direct care and guidance from the enlightened ones, saints, masters, guardians, from God, from Buddhas, from our guru, etc., since we're so much more open and vulnerable and unguarded in our dreams. Fourth, we can be blessed by all the male and female sacred energies. Scientifically speaking, both sides of our brains will be more open or active, especially the intuitive right side of the brain, from which creativity and spiritual wellness springs. Fifth, our meditations and visualizations can be greatly strengthened and stabilized as we learn to do these in our dream work, when we're less encumbered by our more gross or heavy corporeal body. Sixth, we can attain outer, inner, and the most profound spiritual stages of development in dreams, which will carry over into our waking life and into the afterlife through the more conscious use of waking, sleeping, and dreaming, the entire cycle of birth, death, and deathless transcendence. And last, we can more swiftly attain enlightenment through this unique practice of dream yoga, dream work as a gate to the highest, through the dream time, through the timeless time that's beyond linear time of past, present, and future. These seven benefits any of us can experience, and thousands have experienced since this text was written 1,200 years ago. More generally, I personally have found that there are really many other benefits of lucid dreaming, of dream work, of awakening in the day and the night. Everything from how we deal with our nightmares or recurrent dreams, which we can get to know better, clarify, pacify, and even dispel, or fantasies that we can realize and fulfill, aspirations that we didn't know we had, that we can start to see through our dreams as we attain more clarity and lucidity both in day and night. We can realize the transparent, dreamlike, insubstantial nature of all experience, as we do our reality testing practice that I've mentioned before, especially during the day, many times during the day, asking ourselves, am I awake or am I dreaming? Is this real or unreal? And we can start to discern more deeply what's true and what's false around us and in us in our own experience. If we look and notice how everything is transitory, fleeting, we start to loosen our tight grip, our control freak-like approach to life, and become much more flexible, much more flowing, much more in the flow, in what I like to call the sacred zone or the great flow, the great Tao, the cosmic energy that is pure freedom and bliss. In this way, we can free our mind. We can release all the infinite innate energy that's in us. Our habits and hang-ups will be loosened. Our frozen behavior patterns will be melted and will be more free to flow, appropriate according to circumstances rather than always acting and reacting in the same predetermined manner. We can solve problems in dreams. Many scientists have found their secret answers to insoluble problems through dreams, as I've mentioned. We can start to understand questions of identity, like who we really are, beyond what particular state of mind we're in, whether waking, sleeping, or dreaming. We can find our true changeless nature, our true nature, what we call in Buddhism Buddha nature, but it really relates to each of you. It's really you, you to nature, each of you, your true nature, original nature. If we can dream spiritual dreams, if we happen to have them, or if we can induce and incubate spiritual dreams intentionally, which we'll be learning in this program, in the intentional practices of daytime, nighttime, and waking up practices of the Tibetan Dream Yoga, we can induce light dreams, bright dreams, blessing dreams, transcendent dreams, dreams that will make us happier, healthier, and holier, that will carry over into our daily life. I've had such dreams. I've learned how to induce and incubate them, how to develop them and increase them through Tibetan Dream Yoga, sleep yoga, and the practices of the clear light and illusory body we're going to be studying today, and found out that this carried over into my life for days, for weeks afterwards. The delight, the blessings, the freedom and inspiration that I got from these spiritual dreams. We can open the various dimensions of ourselves, of our various bodies or sheaths, as we call it in the yogic traditions. Not just our physical body, fascinating and abundant as that is as a temple or house of our living spirit, but our other sheaths or bodies or dimensions of being, our emotional body, our astral body, our energy body or sheath, our psychic self. All of these different sheaths and dimensions of beings will help us reveal our dream body. And this is one of the unique purposes of Tibetan Dream Yoga. That's why it's been called a secret teaching for over a millennia.